In the name of Jesus. Amen. Fear not, declares Jesus. From now on, you will catch men. And you will catch them not dead, but alive when you catch them. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, fishers of men I will make you, declares Jesus. Fishers of men. And rightly so. For fish are creatures of their own environment, are they not? Fish are captive to the deep, dark, murky world that defines their being. From its own point of view, I suppose, a fish has a great deal of liberty and freedom. It swims wherever it likes. It kind of goes and comes whenever it likes. It does whatever it likes. It answers to no one, or so it thinks. The reality, however, for the fish is that a fish's freedom is limited indeed. So Jesus declares to Peter and to all the rest that day, from now on I will make you to be fishers of men. For if men are anything like fish, then they are very much in need of a new way, a new life that can only be had in the environment which Christ and Christ alone can give. Fishers of men, I will make you, declares he. Thanks be to God. Even when it all seems to fly in the face of the conventional, even when the time and even when the procedure of this Christ seem the wrong time, perhaps, and even the wrong procedure, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch, suggests Jesus. Say what? It's the wrong place. It's the wrong time of the day. It's all wrong. Still, Simon replies, at your word, O Lord, because that's enough. At your word, O Lord, I will let down the net. Result? From the seemingly ill-conceived comes the remarkable. Even when it seems, as it seemed to Peter that day, that being in the company of this Jesus could get a person, especially a sinful person, killed, with boats capsizing and nets rending. Depart from me, declares Peter, for I am a sinful man. He's more than amazed. He's scared out of his mind. But the marvel, even the peril that Jesus brings in his person, though real, is not to be feared. He declares, therefore, to Peter and to all the rest, fear not. For what seems like death in the company of this Jesus is not. Fear not, declares Jesus, for the peril is in fact necessary. The peril is in fact purposeful. Such is the nature of life lived in the company of the cruciform Christ, who gathers all flesh into the net that it in turn might be fed, nourished, enlivened, and sustained by, yes, the means of his very own flesh. For this reason we gather this day. Fear not, declares Jesus, From now on, I will make you to be fishers of men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the